So, Rav, please.
Yes, we have an attitude in our spiritual work, which is between men and women, and between men and the Creator, because these are two different forms of relations that are totally different. Between men and men, we have kelim, natural vessels. We have the beginning of contact with men. Man means an image of the all of the people, of the whole of humanity, and also each person individually. So we have vessels in order to enter contact with him, explore, develop it. Whereas between man and the Creator, the place in Hebrew, Makom, he is called the place, the Creator. Why? Because he is the place of the whole of reality. So we have no senses for it, no vessels for it. Therefore, here we need to develop them. This is why this development has to be by us trying each time to receive new kelim, sensation, understanding, awareness, to understand it with our mind, to feel it in our emotions, as we say, in our mind and heart. And here, we are truly confused because we're not in control over our vessels. We don't have a toolbox that so that we can use these tools or those tools. We don't quite know what to do. And therefore, all of our work is done here through the Ten. The Creator, in order to give the created being the ability to feel the Creator, to enter mutual work with the Creator, a dialogue, he broke the created being into pieces, and the created being, out of working towards the parts that have become strangers, alien to him, by this he acquires experience, understanding, feeling of what does it mean to feel others. Because even though the Creator is also others, however, the evil inclination that a person feels towards others, where he truly feels himself as isolated of the others, that he has no sensation of others, that he cannot clothe in others, following the shattering of the vessels. By this, one acquires an attitude towards others as strangers, that they do not exist. He even has to make a great effort, each and every person, in order to feel others, in order to somehow begin to accept them with a good spirit. Later on, one has to think already about how does he arrange himself? How does he arrange within himself a place where he will build an image of a stranger, another person, because otherwise he will not be able to truly connect with him. Rather, they just become foreign bodies in which, so that between there are all kinds of laws of behavior, rules of conduct, so that they don't harm each other. But if a person really wants to connect to another, then he already has a problem. He needs to examine and measure and build and establish within himself the image of the other. And he realizes that only with that image will he be able to connect. He never has a possibility to do it with the other. We can never come out of ourselves and feel the other. Rather, what we can feel is the image of the other that we build within ourselves. How do we build it? By, first of all, being willing to restrict ourselves. And When we want to restrict ourselves, when we're willing to do it, when we realize how important it is, since by this we actually come out to the other upper world, and by this we become similar to the Creator, and we begin to construct within us, within our will to receive, strange images of those who are strangers for us to begin with as we were born, images of strangers, of foreign people, where I am willing to project, copy my impression of them into me, within me, and that way I begin to integrate with my ten. That is, I can understand and feel what does it mean to be a parsuf. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I also want to be included in them so that they will understand and feel who I am. Even though I can never come out of my own boundaries and feel something that is outside of me. This is only as an exercise. And Bala Sulam explains it to us in the perception of reality, in the introduction to the book of Zohar. He says there that a person actually is always a man, a person within himself, by himself, and whatever he perceives it inside of himself, and the world is whatever he depicts within himself, including the Creator, including created beings, including everyone. These are all really my qualities that I establish in such a way that it seems to me as a world composed of the still vegetative, animate, and people, and furthermore, also godliness. And therefore, if we think and study more and try more and more to create within ourselves such an attitude towards everything that exists before us as though it is within us, then it becomes clear to us that how much we need to integrate with everything that exists, everything that is before us. So here we must be with the force of bestow. And only in such a way will I be able to build my correct attitude, to reality. And the most important is that I need to accept in my attitude to reality faith above reason. Because even though the whole of reality is inside of me and I'm impressed of the upper light that is operating within my will to receive, as we learned from the four phases of direct light, nothing really changed since then. It's just that we learn more and more with greater detail all of these things about ourselves within our will to receive. However, along with that, we need to try to build within ourselves vessels of reception, or our vessels of reception, of perception, in a way that whatever I have I actually have a connection, communication with myself, but it's between my kelim, my vessels, which I attribute to myself, and those kelim that I build that seemingly do not belong to me. What is the difference between these kelim and those kelim? Specifically, the will to receive helps me to build my attitude to reality in such a way that I say that this is mine and this is outside of me. And what is outside of me is graded, ranked through the influence of the light over my will to receive into the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Since the upper light works on me in such a way, dividing my will to receive into these 4 degrees of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, and beyond that, to the source of influence, of bestowal over these 4 degrees of mine, who is the Creator. So these degrees, the still, vegetative, and animate, I can relate to them with my mind and my emotion, and I can explore them, research them, with my attitude without changing myself, even. And out of that, we have the earthly science. As to people in this world, there I already need, towards this fourth part of my will to receive, I don't quite have the ability to check it externally, to examine it, because I'm on that same height. And the part that has to do with the Shoresh that is influencing me, and it is the source of all of my sensations and my existence and everything, this I cannot explore in any way given to me. Rather, if I want to rise above myself, and this is why it is considered that according to my reason, I work on the degrees of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, and above my reason, I work in order to connect with and research that degree of the bestower, my root. Therefore, our whole spiritual work, even though it also pertains to relations between people, and still the vegetative and the animate, we have to arrange ourselves. I also need to reach being on the level of the speaking, Adam, who is similar to the Creator, and adapt myself, match myself to the level of the Shoresh, the root. This is how we together establish ourselves bit by bit on the level of faith above reason. There are many questions about it. However, this is how we advance in our perception. Oren, yes.
Have you said that if a person is wanting, if he wants to connect to another, he needs to build in himself the image of the other one. So you said the conditions for this are to reduce myself, to restrict, and copy an impression of the 10 inside of me. What does that mean?
Well, this is not relevant to an ordinary person in a world who is researching the still, vegetative, and animate, and even the speaking. This pertains to a person who, out of these 4 degrees, wants to reach the investigation of the level of the Shoresh, the root, the root phase. Then he needs to understand how much through the still, vegetative, and animate, and speaking, is how much is connected to those, especially to the level of the speaker speaking. He needs to be included with them correctly in order to reach the level of the root, the level of the Creator, so that through the Pina Aleph, first phase, you can research Bchinat Shoresh, the zero phase. We never leave the Havaya, we're always inside of it. So it turns out that I need to have a special attitude to the speaking level. Because as for the levels of the still vegetative animate, I need to simply use them. It's not to be praised or denounced, but on the level of the speaking, I need to specifically connect with them. And not just connect with them, but truly to be together with them, connected so much that it actually enters my domain, it enters within me, that I begin to identify with the still vegetative animating speaking in such a way that out of them I can actually ascend, research, and cling to the level of the root. This is how it is attained. Then I can attain it. Therefore, a person should be certain and ready to connect with the whole of reality, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and to connect with them both in his mind and also in his heart, with the intention to bestow to them, to all of them, with everything that he's capable of, so that by that he will come closer to the discernment of the root, bestowing to all of those from above downward. And a person who is in such a discernment where he is included with everyone, from Malchut to Zeranpin, to Bina, to Chokhmah, when he begins to elevate himself back towards the Ketel, then he sees that he has to be included with all of them, connected with all of them, and then in such a way, if he reaches them with bestowal, then he reaches a certain degree of congruence with the level of the Ketel. Meaning, as the Creator bestows to all of the created beings, to the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, that person also bestows to all of the created beings, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and by this he reaches equivalence of form with the Creator. And he has no other possibility to reach the feeling of the Creator, the understanding of the Creator, equivalence of the Creator, but only by becoming similar to him. This is why he is called. Yes?
What does it mean to copy the impression of others onto myself?
To copy or project the impression of others?
You said that I need to build within myself an image of another, and only with that I can communicate. Without building that image of the other inside of me, I won't be able to communicate with him. So how do you build that image?
Because I don't know who is before me. I only know their image within me. I don't see anything before me. This is why I said, remember what it says about the perception of reality, that there is nothing before me. All of the impressions exist within me. Therefore, I need to try as much as possible to build within me the form of reality, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, all of them, so that I can relate to it with maximum bestowal. Maximum bestowal means that I am going to use them in whatever I have to for myself, only as necessity, then it's not to be praised or denounced. And all the rest, as much as possible, as Bala Sulam writes, we have to take care of the whole of reality, the outcasts and everyone, and promote them. This is what man's attitude should be. Because then one makes of himself someone similar to the Creator. If I want to feel like others feel, then I need not to look at someone else, because for me he's just a blank box, right? I can't tell what is in him. Rather, I need to see his attitude to others, and out of his attitude to others, by resembling his attitude to others, seemingly entering those same kinds of relations, I can understand within me what he himself is and what his attitude to others is. This is called, from your actions, do we know you? This method. And then, from all of these things, we actually get an order, a correct order, a correct kind of research, a correct philosophy with which to approach each and everything and not to be mistaken and not to wander around like a dog trying to catch its own tail, but rather to truly establish ourselves and also what is outside of us and realize specifically out of the fact that I have before me these forms of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, how by establishing my relation to them, a certain relation, how through this specific relation I can feel that this is how the Creator feels. And how do I do that? I study it on people. At first, when we are born, we don't feel others at all. Look at little children, how much they are completely not paying attention to others. They have no consideration of other children. I want something, I will be king, I will rule, that's it. But the more developed we become, and it's not simple, it's really not simple, because the higher a soul is, the more, I will say, primary soul is, that it belongs to the fundamental, basic souls in Adam Rishon, it is harder for that person who has such a soul. It is more difficult for him to understand others, to see others. Such a person is very crude. It's not that he's crude in his external expression, but rather in not understanding others at all. He doesn't understand what they want of him. He doesn't understand how they relate to each other, him to him and him to him, etc. For him, relations between human beings are something that he does not understand at all. Whereas other people who don't have such a great will to receive, who do not belong to these special, difficult, high souls, for them it's not so difficult to get along with other people. They can understand others, integrate with others. They have a simple life. So here we must understand that specifically this difficulty that a person has to get to know others, to clothe in them, to understand them, to connect with them, this actually comes out of this great will to receive that is in a person, and certainly out of that we can feel how much time it will take him, a lot of time, in order to get to know others, understand others, integrate with them. And it could take him dozens of years in order for him to develop, whereas others who have light souls, they reach some kind of spiritual feeling, a light one, however, a much quicker one.
We heard from Rav that a person needs to connect, well, he cannot connect to a friend, but to an image of the friend that he builds within himself. So, how to distinguish each and every friend? We heard that there is a point from the Creator in each friend, and there's another point. How does the person do it?
Well, a person, and I'm talking about a person who is building himself in order to start to know and to resemble the Creator, so he needs to realize, how does he relate to the Ten? How does he build within himself the images of his friends, and how does he connect with these images as close as he can be to them, as much as he can understand them and identify with them? And for that, one has exercises, so that out of these exercises, he will also be able to be connected with the Creator. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
And within the tent, the attitude to each and every friend, this image that he builds, does every image need to be separate and distinct, or is the ten the image a person tries to connect to?
Both this and that. If I need to connect with the ten gradually, more and more, then I actually need to check my attitude to each and every one. And it changes. We have here what we learn about in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the integration of the Sefirot, the inclusion of the Sefirot. It's Kalilut. If I check my attitude to all of them, then by this I seemingly build Chokhmah in Keter, Binah in Chokhmah, etc. Such internal interconnections or inclusions. And by this I establish more and more correctly my partsuf.
But this image, excuse me for repeating the question, the image of each and every friend in the ten, what's the difference between them? Their character, the point in the heart? A person doesn't know exactly how to feel that. So what is the image he builds with respect to each and every friend?
My forms of bestowal to them.
What does
it mean for the ten to be connected as one man in one heart on an inner level?
This means that we try to work according to a single source, first of all. I'm talking about what is to the point right now, not for higher levels. This means that we take whatever is written by Rabash and Baal HaSulam. Baal HaSulam doesn't quite elaborate it, but we take whatever Rabash wrote about it, and methodically, we truly try to actualize it, implement it. That's it.
Здравствуйте, Раф. С чем я соединяю вот эти образы, которые строю?
И with what do I connect these images I build? Do I build an image of myself in the same way?
We build all of these images together, even though we don't quite pay attention to it. However, they are built because, to begin with, from above, from we are built in the form of a tent.
Hello, dear Rav, you mentioned that I need to build a partsuf from these images of the friends, and then you talked about the integration of the Sefirot and the way they integrate. Can you specify a bit, elaborate?
No, I cannot explain how it happens. It happens through a person integrating in the group, and from one day to the next, wanting to be more and more connected to the group. One sees from one day to the next more and more how much his friends are really making an effort in that. It's not that yesterday they were not trying, rather today, because he changed, he sees in them that they are changing, and that they are more included in each other. And he realizes that this is because he changed and they were this way before also. That way one advances. The most important is to constantly pay attention to the friends, how much they seem greater in his eyes, how much he's jealous of them, with good envy. Because by being envious, he advances. So the more he is envious, and even more envious, and even more envious for him, this is actually a sign of progress, a leverage for progress.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Да.
Разве ближний это не оттенок,
Hello, Rav,
который в конце концов как бы выстраивает образ Творца нам?
Is the other not simply the way the image of the Creator is presented to us?
The image of the Creator, we attain it, achieve it through influences, through all the friends that we have in the ten who are mutually bestowing to each other and each one bestowing to the others. All in all, the Creator is called a kolel, the inclusive one. All in all, by being in a group and bestowing to each other, each one bestowing to the others, then the sum total, the inclusion of all of these bestowals that we absorb or we discover, it will be called the Creator. That there is an earlier force, an earlier desire that builds within us this ability to be disconnected from each other, far away from each other, and connected with each other. And this is how we discover from the distance and the proximity, we can come to feel and understand Him in us. We don't discover the Creator outside of us, as it seems to us that each one of us exists, or that all of them exist outside of us. Rather, we discover the Creator only in us. Come and see that I need to enter a special action. And out of this special action, I discover a certain feeling, and I call this feeling the Creator, Bo'e. Bo'e, come and see. Come is the action, and see is the result, the feeling. I'm happy that we already have some words, and we can somehow begin to talk about it and aim ourselves out of the great selection of thoughts and feelings and actions. We can somehow more and more begin to create a form, shape.
The image of the friend, when I build this image inside me, a correct image of the friend, as he is behind him, he is the Creator, his attitude towards me, when I get the feeling from the friend, is that the inner light, that warm feeling?
I didn't understand exactly. I get a feeling from the friend. I learn myself, study myself, and get a feeling from myself. And of course, I'm aiming towards the friend, towards connection with him, coming closer to him, coming closer, growing further away, but these are all images I build within myself. It's not that it's something that actually exists. We don't know what actually exists. Later we begin to discover what form the whole of reality takes. It's not as we see it now.
Moscow 3.
Должен ли я хотеть, чтобы мысли, желания товарища относительно...
Do I need to want that the friends and desires of the friend towards the Creator will be mine? And to want to feel that the Creator loves them as though He loves me.
In the 10, I want to integrate all the thoughts, the desires of the friends between them and between them and the Creator. Toronto 1.
Скажите, пожалуйста, правильно ли значит, и товарищи, и группа как бы являются...
The friend and also the group seemingly are two different levels. The first degree is the lower physical, psychological degree. The other one is the one above reason. How does the Creator see them? These two forms together are the image of the group. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Mark 2.
Раф, все, что вы сказали ранее, оно вызвало во мне...
Everything you said awakened within me a feeling of infinite emptiness. How do I fill it up?
It's very good that you feel that. And indeed, gradually you should try to fill this emptiness up with bestowal. Ashkelon.
This construction of the 10 as a principle, according to the study, it should be 1010. However, there are many discernments and scrutinies that are seemingly analog between what's desired and whatever exists. Are there two principles working here in the work?
The main thing is for you to want to be immersed in the friends, to absorb everything that they have in them. And this then brings you to the proper connection. And that's the only thing we need. Be concerned only about that. Belsheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. My question, Rav, is this in whole description of the process with which we're supposed to integrate and be included in the 10 so that we can work about reason, it reminds me of the mechanism of a hop of ascent. Is that the only way to reach the upper one in the same method that he applies to us?
Yes, exactly. That's how it is. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rav. A friend asked, how do we fulfill the emptiness? And you said we need to fill it up with bestow to the friends. How do we bestow to the friends now on our level?
You need to be concerned about their togetherness. You need to show them love, to serve as an example for them, and so on. It's like a mother cares for her children. It's in order to connect them together, you need to talk about the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Ten, the greatness of each friend individually, and so on, to advance. Gradually, this becomes clear to us. In the beginning, we can speak about it, you know, like everyone else. But gradually, these things become more and more precious to us. And with something that's precious, a person generally doesn't talk about it with everyone. First, he scrutinizes it.
Rav, when I look at each and every friend, I mostly feel a very unique resistance that I feel towards each one of them. I don't understand what does it mean to feel others and the image of the others within me. Is that special resistance or?
First of all, you have to thank the Creator for showing you the truth, namely the extent to which you reject each one of the friends, because in that you are discovering your aviut, your coarseness, which is half the work done already. The other half is when you discover their importance above this coarseness, and you'll find this attraction towards them. And you thus understand that without connecting with them, you will not have a spiritual vessel, and you will remain on the degree of a beast and never rise to the degree of man. So it follows that you give thanks for the rejection, for the coarseness. As we say, one needs to pray, to bless the bad as he does the good. And then to make this bad good, to turn it into something good. When you turn to the Creator, because you have no chance to do anything by yourself with your coarseness, so you turn to the Creator and you ask Him to give you the ability to integrate with the friends, to understand them correctly, because the Creator is just an outcome of the way you relate to the friends. There is no creator without a created being. And who's the created being? The ten. So it follows that the way you establish your relationship with the ten, according to that, you will establish your relationship with the creator. And so you begin to work from the love of the created beings to the love of the creator. This is how you establish this disposition. And this is how you achieve connection.
Create a different image.
I'll tell you but one thing, so that you won't be confused with all that. After all your scrutinies that you try to conduct in your mind, in your heart, you need to conclude the scrutiny with a hug. You hugging all the friends. A hug. It doesn't matter what's there. In the end, there needs to be a hug, an embrace. That's it.
Baltia.
Доброе утро. Вопрос от товарища. Как мне увидеть десятку?
Good morning, and a question from a friend. How can I see the ten as a single image instead of many friends? What kind of trick can help me accelerate this process?
To see the whole ten as one thing, that's good. But I also need to work on separation, not only connection. You have separation, you have integration. You need both. In order to examine each and every element and to elevate the ten, we need to get into each and every one and to demand that each one grows. And we have to work on this together in the ten. So I need to think of what I need to do so that this friend and that friend, each one of them individually, each one of them needs to grow, in my estimation. And then we have to work on the connection for everyone. I need to project a good, warm attitude towards them, and I want to embrace them more and more. And So we make efforts to try to rise through the degrees of connection through which we generate an image of the Creator. So that's actually that. Italy 4.
Sì, buongiorno Rav. Volevo chiedere come controllo che io mi relaziono realmente correttamente con gli amici.
Good morning, Rav. How do I control?
Turn off the speaker.
No tirgum.
Right, translation.
How do I control my connection with the friends?
You control it however you control it. You need to do this work inside and not outside. That's how it's done.
Mach 3, Mach 3.
Раф, подскажите, вот если все образы приходят свыше, я никак не могу на это повлиять.
If all of the forms and images come from above and I cannot influence it in any way, rather I'm just observing it, then where is my work? Where is my effort in connecting all of it?
Our work is to connect all the friends together into one assembly, so that they are all as one.
Вопросов по поводу этой статьи. Первый вопрос.
A few questions about this article. First question. Rabash writes here about the attitude of the friend that you have to awaken it, understand it within reason, and try to see that the friend is above you, above me. And that's preferable. Why is it preferable to see within reason that the friend is higher than me? Why does Rabash write so?
Because we need to connect with the friends as one man in one heart. We belong to the same system of Adam HaRishon, to the same Kli. This is why there's nothing above reason here. It's within reason. But since the ego separates between us, I need to skip over the ego and invert it into a force of connection, to glue, and to connect that way to the friends. Whereas with the Creator, I can't. Because I'm in my desire and my friends are in their desires. That's clear. That we have to come to one desire, to one system. Not for two desires to become one, but for them to be connected as one system. And with the Creator, I can't be in such a connection because the filling is the light. It's my root and I'm a result of it. Therefore, I can never be adhered to the Creator naturally like we are with our friends. With all the desires that to start with were desires as one and then separated. So again, we need to come to a connection between us. And with the Creator, no. The Creator is the filling. He is the first. He is the last. He's not like us. But rather, we need to come to adhesion towards Him above our will to receive and even above the desire to bestow as we want to reach adhesion with Him. And this is why this is not like the work with the friends here. With the friends, I need to come to work in reason. Because this is how we come to one body, to one heart. But with the Creator, we can never be in such a level. Rather, with Him, we can be connected as those who bestow to one another at once. Not desires. He's the desire to bestow, and I'm the desire to receive. But according to the goal, we are adhered in the knowledge, the idea, and therefore I cannot be with the Creator like I can with the friends. Okay? Well, that's the way I could express.
About the question, how do I accept the work about reasoning in real time when a person is in that state, in the situation?
We need to see at any given moment an opportunity to rise from where I am to the next degree, to spirituality. That's considered that I'm constantly trying to come to an ascent of to above reason. Otherwise, I'm not in spirituality. And that's what I actually want to feel. That's why at any given moment in my lifetime, I need to be on guard inwards. How am I relating to the Creator? How am I relating to the group? To both. More than that, we don't really need much. To the group and to the Creator. Am I, as I relate to them, receiving them, as accepting them as great, as sublime, as exalted, such that are in bestowal and wanting to come into equivalence of form with them? That's the work, actually. To constantly try to see how I agree with them, heart and soul, or not. And if it's not all heart and soul, then that's the place for rising to above reason.
How to grab hold of that point of where that state where you're connected with the friends, to really hold on to it and hit that point and not think about it in retrospect?
So that's clear with the friends. With the friends it's clear, because the friends, the Creator stabilizes some image, some character for me, which is whole. A character of a friend is complete. Only in my eyes is corrupted, because the Creator corrupts it that way for me. So if I rise as much as I can, I raise this character to the degree of perfection, it means that I rise to the degree of above reason. That's simple. I work in an opposite way. The Creator lowers them for me, and I, towards the Creator, raise them up. That's His work, and that's my work. That's how we become partners. The Creator corrupts creation, and I correct creation. If you could say it that way.
But it always feels like the work is, you know, I can't grab the right second to do this work. It's always in retrospect. It's always in retrospect I make them greater and so on.
Try to do it not after the fact, but prior to that, where you come with that intention. Okay? Yes, Oren.
Our friend is asking about the words in the article that say the matter of above reason happens in both mind and heart.
Yes.
What is that?
Because we're in our perception of reality, in our feeling, in our life, in our vitality, we're included in all that I am. We're included from mind and heart. There's no more thought and desire. So we need to come to a state in which the connection between us will be exactly both in thought and desire as one. Because one is considered to one goal, where in Him, in the Creator, where we guide ourselves to the connection with Him, then we feel that we are as one.
Раф, вот, вы сказали, что мы, когда поднимаемся в вере выше знания, соединяемся с товарищами, вот, обнимаем друг друга, вот это ощущаем теплоту, любовь между нами. И вы при этом сказали, что мы с Творцом связываемся над желанием получать и над желанием отдавать. Вот что это значит?
The desires to receive and the desires to bestow by which we are connected to the Creator are desires. But the idea itself that I want to be connected to the Creator, it is what is important, not the way I express it. If I were to express it without, let's say, the desires that I wanted to be created and without the intentions or some kind of actions, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that I want to be connected to the upper force in being similar to him, in wanting to appreciate him, that he is the one that bestows, that he is the great one. This is already secondary. The main thing is that it's the absolute upper force, and I want to be attributed to him in being like him. And like him is to take on the form of bestowal of some kind, for him to arrange that for me. There are a few more things here we need to add, that I can come to this only through bestowal towards others, that I prefer giving to others than bestowal to the Creator. And then when I acquire such bestowal towards others, then I raise myself to bestowal to the Creator. There's a matter of, so that this won't be bought at the expense of that. We don't hear?
Good morning, Rav. Sorry. You always say to embrace the friend. When we were in a physical state, we were hugging our friends. Now we're in a different state, a virtual state. So what does it mean to embrace the friend? It's also above reason. How do I sense that?
A hug for a friend is simply as you need to hug his qualities together with your qualities until there will be no differentiation between you and him, and to rise together this way to the degree of the Creator. As the Creator is between you, and he is the one that glues between you.
Let's read again excerpt number 11. The Romemut, the greatness or exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the exaltedness of the Creator.
Meaning, what does it mean to go above reason? And why does this have to do with this sublimity, this greatness of the Creator? And why do we specifically need to ask from the Creator to give him the force to go above reason, by which a person raises up the Creator? And if it's just like that, can I not uplift the Creator? Why do I need to be stuck on something? Or I need to ask the Creator for something, and I need to see that I won't be able to emerge to attain something that's very important to me. And then I ask, and only the Creator is the one I have to address, and only he can give me what I will ask for. And then what I do is called Romemut, the sublimity of the Creator. I am raising him up. It's not enough that the Creator is one, unique, and there's none else besides him, the good that does good, acting for all the creatures and so on. What do I get from raising him up, from making him great? Why does he need that? Why is it called the Rumimut, the exaltedness of the Creator? And what, without that, is he not in an exalted state? So what does he say? One,
to not be filled with knowledge.
Meaning, I need to recognize the Creator there, to come closer to Him. I come with the matter of faith. What does that mean? That I don't want to know Him, but I want to raise Him in my eyes. It's a very big difference. As just like we have this also in our lifetime, such cases where I don't want to understand the thing itself. I just want it to be so great that it will have an influence on me and rule over me. I make him great, not to know him, to attain him, but rather for him to be above me and have an influence on me and manage me. That is what I want from the Creator, meaning I'm making him as a superior, as the Creator. This is why it's considered that he will not be filled with knowledge. I don't want to know him. I want him to be above my feeling, for him to be from above and to rule over me in such a way. Yes?
So, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect with which one can answer one's questions.
So I'll be able to understand him, feel him, digest him, and to the extent in which I know him, to that extent, he will be great in my eyes. I don't want that. But rather,
he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, exaltedness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man.
That is the point. It's not that I attain the Creator and from that I fill myself, but rather I want to receive from the Creator the intellect, the filling for my mind. And then it will be the Romemut of the Creator. That is, it's not that I'm coming by the fact that I understand Him and feel Him through my investigations, but rather I just open myself to receive His mindfulness. Yes.
And not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive.
That's the sign that I'm above reason or not above reason. If I go to receive from the Creator the filling, or that I myself receive the filling, or that I pray for the Creator to fill my vessels of perception with mind or with heart too, or that I pray to have the ability to attain it on my own. That's the difference. Yes.
Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, A, one should go above reason, then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the greatness of the Creator.
Meaning, to reach the greatness of the Creator, one needs to make of himself a kli, and to ask, not to attain himself something, nothing, but rather to prepare himself for all the requests, from the smallest one, the smallest request, to the greatest request of all, so that everything will be arranged like a chain towards the Creator, and the Creator will answer all the quests, all the questions of a person in the order that he asks them. And then there will be the right connection between them, in faith above reason. And in such a way, a person uplifts, raises up the Creator, and then it's considered that he's in his exaltedness, in his...
¿Cómo uno sabe o siente que tiene la fuerza del Creador?
How is it possible to know or feel that man has the force or strength of the Creator?
By being adhered to the Creator with the request to fill him within the, in the society, and then he feels that the Creator is filling him. And he gives him the force of faith above reason. Only in this way, where he nullifies before the society, and in the society nullifies before the Creator, then he will feel that the Creator is filling him.
Buongiorno Rav, la domanda è: da dove ricevo la grandezza del Creatore?
Good morning Rav. The question is, where do I get the greatness of the Creator, and what's the difference between the greatness of the Creator and the power to reach above reason?
The greatness of the Creator in my eyes, which I develop, helps me come to him to faith above reason. As much as the group, and the group is capable of doing this, as much as the Creator evokes in me the greatness of the Creator, by that I am capable only from the influence of the group. I myself can say whatever I want to myself. That's not going to build a kli in me. Because a kli is considered that I'm connecting to the friends. And when I hear the way they respect the Creator and the way they connect to him, then I too run to be with them together, and in such a way to connect, and in such a way to connect to him and to contribute myself towards connection. And then we reach faith above reason. Friends have to awaken in me envy. Envy, that's the main thing. As envious as I am of them more and more. If in a corporeal society we talk about envy as a bad thing, seemingly unpleasant, unrespectable, for us in the spiritual society, envy is specifically a lifesaver. It's, if I feel it, I hear it, I receive it from the friends, and I'm impressed of the envy between them, it's as if they're throwing a lifesaver to me. It's truly so.
Да, доброе утро, дорогой Раф. Когда мы раскрываем величие Творца, что это дает нам?
Good morning, dear Rav. When we discover the greatness of the Creator, what does that give us in the work?
When we discover the greatness of the Creator, it covers everything for us. Everything. Because by this we come from below upwards to the Bchina of Shoresh, and only it we reveal before us. Do you understand how important this is?
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. In terms of envy, how can a person be envy without with the Creator if he doesn't
not identify with who?
If he doesn't identify with his actions or attitude.
Or what do you mean identify? He doesn't be, it's like his mouth and his heart are not equal?
He doesn't agree.
Look, none of us agrees with what we need to be. There is no such thing. Because if you were to agree, he would be a beast. Holy animals. Some angel. That is, he doesn't have an egoistic desire, and that's how he is. That's why we need to understand that each of us has an ego. Each of us is against the path, naturally, instinctively. And only by us helping one another, sustaining one another, and I'm asking now, especially we are this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whoever's overseas, for us to help one another. We'll connect a little bit more, make some additional meetings, some additional studies. There are so many things that we can take out of our archive that is exploding with all the good that's there. You don't want to study Pticha, then learn the articles of Baal Sulam or Rabash or according to the last generation, what we specifically need in order to advance so that we will be directed, guided correctly to what we are today. It's all before you. Everything is